Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
On the wrong side. Yeah. Maxxinc, we are local music. That was the Mascot Theory. Two songs from their latest releases, which are really good. I really like the new Mascot Theory a lot. That was Fast Car Getaway. And before that, we heard, to kick off the hour, The Wrong Side of the Tracks. Mascot Theory, I'm checking their page right now. That's why I'm a little distracted, seeing what's coming up on their calendar. Oh, yes. They're playing with the Lower Fifth at the Red Rooster on Saturday, January 21st. Happy Saturday, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker and Terry Barr are off tonight. Local original music from the state of Wisconsin with some regional stuff sprinkled in as well. Hope you're having a good evening. Still to come on tonight's show, Ty from Lords of the Trident is going to stop in. Lords of the Trident just wrapped up a Japan tour, and we're going to talk to Ty about their trip to Japan. Plus, Madwood Power Fest is coming up, too. Bad Year, a band from Milwaukee that I'm very fond of. Punk rock out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They'll be on after 8 o'clock. And we got a world premiere song from the Skin Tones after 8:30 tonight. The song is called Played in America, and you're going to love it. I've already listened to it like 9 times. I probably can karaoke it right now. And then 9 o'clock, Paul Flipowitz will join us. He's a blues legend, and he has brand new music out, too. We'll track through a few songs on his new CD. Of course, if you want to join the fun, you can do that. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Tell me what's happening in your local music scene tonight. Maybe if you want to hear a band, love to play that for you. Music on the way from the Cancellations, Doozy, and Made of Blocks. Right now, new music from the Present Age. This is Week. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
go. I'm done, sick and tired of being on the run from everything that I want. Let's blow this joint sky high, never to return. Just you wait till I'm fitting in these medium t-shirts. You are the only, 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 only one that makes me feel anything at all. You are the only, 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 only one that makes me believe anything at all. I'm beat, beat red, trying hard, but I'm bad at playing pretend. I hide my narcissistic tendencies behind the faking smile. I'm tired, I'm spent, I've done everything I can to make myself believe that I can keep on going. You are the only, 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 only one that makes me feel. Thing at all.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's Doozy from Wausau, Wisconsin. Makes me feel. Cancellations before that with Happy Endings aren't for us. What's up, everybody? I'm Jimmy K, hanging out with you on a Saturday, giving you that original local music from Wisconsin, the most metal band in the world, Lords of the Trident. At least one of them is here anyway. We're going to do battle with one. That's Fang, a.k.a. Ty. We'll talk about the Japan tour, get a recap on that, plus all the goodies coming up for Lords of the Trident in the near future. Information later this hour, too, about our big New Year's Eve party at thespaceship.tv. Tell you all the details on that. Right now, new music from Made of Blocks. In Your Head, Smacks Inc. Radio. We'll be right back. Everything's Sunny All the Time Always. That's the name of the new album from Made of Blocks on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Sun Prairie. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. And by thespaceship.tv. Buy tickets, see a show, check listings. Thespaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. And our New Year's Eve show is going to be there. We'll have some details for that later on. Stick around. The most metal band in the world, Lords of the Trident, is next. It's Max Inc. Radio on Double Radio.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. On Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente. Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party. New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Relative to population, I believe Waukesha County is running like twice the mortality rate of Dane County.
Right. Well, and then you and your wife braved Mayville to see the band or the plant.
But man, I'm vaxxed. I'm boosted. I'm feeling pretty good about life.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about good shape, but I'm vaxxed and I'm boosted.
Yeah. Did you have a couple of glasses of wine up there?
No wine. Lots of rum. Rum, tum, tum.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A few flurries possible at times overnight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 15. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High of 21. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 10. A dusting of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Seek Radio, we are local music from 2011. Chains on Fire is the name of the album. That's Lords of the Trident there in Foggy Harbor Town. In studio with me right now is Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Hey, Ty, what's happening, brother?
Hey, how's it going? I'm doing pretty good. I'm still getting used to the time change, getting back from the jet lag.
No doubt, man.
Yeah.
Different day altogether. So, Foggy Harbor Town, that was from Chains on Fire, 2011. Hearing that song to where you guys are right now, man, what were you thinking while you're on with the cans of that?
I was thinking, I haven't heard this song in a long time. It actually sounds pretty good. I'm like, oh, yeah, we did write that song. Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good song.
That's a great album. The Chains on Fire is one of my favorite albums.
Thank you. That album reminds me of the dank black mold filled basement where I frantically tried to mix it with the help of our friend Dano telling me what I was doing wrong because I had no idea what the heck I was doing. But, for not knowing what the heck I was doing, I think it turned out like pretty all right. Pretty okay.
Pretty okay. Just pretty okay.
Yeah. It's C+, so we'll say.
What an amazing couple of weeks Lords of the Trident has had. You went to Japan.
Yes. Yeah, we did.
First of all, where did this idea come from?
I've always wanted to tour Japan. Always, because so Aki, the original guitarist of Lords of the Trident, the first guitarist of, the founding member of Lords of the Trident, he and I met in Japanese class. Mm-hmm. And I have a major in Japanese, amongst other things. And a lot of our friends from that time have moved to Japan, have been living in Japan for years. So I said, oh, well, we got a street team basically over there.
Yeah.
And I tried for many years to actually get a Japanese label interested in picking up Lords of the Trident. And every time I tried, they just said, pass, not interested. So I thought that doing a Japan tour was completely off the cards not on the table. Until I found a kind of a loophole. I got a direct contact with a guy who books for 70,000 tons of metal in Wacken, and he does showcase tours for bands in Japan. So we set up a Japanese tour through this guy and had a lot of adventures getting there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, the rest is history. Probably the most successful tour we've ever done. Sold out 3 out of the 8 shows. And the rest of the shows were very packed. We completely sold every piece of merch we brought over there. We left with nothing. It was wild. I, like, in hindsight, in retrospect, I should have ordered way more shirts. We ordered like 90 shirts, 90, yeah, and all of them were gone, which never happens by the end of a tour. So wild.
Ty for Lords of the Trident here. Ty, is always nice to visit places you enjoy.
It is. It's nice to visit places you enjoy, isn't it?
I'm glad you're laughing at that. E-Dub said you would laugh.
Oh yeah. E-Dub knows me well. Yeah.
So a couple of the shows were sold out over in Japan, which is incredible. Like you said, people were standing, shoulder to shoulder or whatever.
Yeah.
How did the word get out about Lords?
Frankly, I have no idea. We have been selling CDs through a couple of CD shops in Osaka for probably 10 years now. One of the things where I knew the time was right for us to go over to Japan was we sent them a case of 60 copies of The Offering, our latest album. And the next morning I got an email from the guy who runs this shop, and he's like, hey, great news. All the copies are gone. And I was like, did they get lost in the mail? And he's like, no, they all sold out overnight.
Send more copies.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So I'm like, 60 copies in one night? What? So I knew we had some fans over there, but I was not ready for the deluge of people that showed up. And there were a number of people that went to like one show based on the suggestion of, you know, some of their friends, and then followed us on tour for the rest of the show. There was one guy who came to Monday night show.
What are they called? Oh my God! I just pray the roadie guys.
The kind of diehard
fans.
So one guy came to a Monday night show in Nagoya and then followed us for the next 5 days. Showed up to every single show. By the end, he was like, he knew all the stage banter. He was singing along to all the, like, he knew what was coming next. Like, this dude was a true diehard. He was crazy.
Did he have costume?
He did not, but by the end, he bought enough patches where I'm sure he could have made his own, you know, vest out of Lords of the Triad patches. But, you know, we were also very lucky that we partnered with a boutique travel agency out of Los Angeles to put together basically a tour package for our diehard fans here in America. And so we put together a sightsee by day, follow Lords of the Trident on tour in Japan by night tour package through this company called Packset Tours.
Yeah.
So we actually had about 20 people, 20 of our fans on Patreon who were like following us around in Japan and getting to see all the sights. And it was just absolutely a wonderful experience, just a legendary experience. It was really, really great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yep. What was it like traveling with the Patreon family?
Oh, it was super fun. It was really, really nice. Yeah, it was great that one of the greatest things for me is because I've been to Japan a number of times,
right.
And it's showing other people, especially people that you're close to, giving them these kind of Japan experiences for the first time and seeing their reaction to it. So case in point, I brought them out to this place in Ibaraki, which is way out in the sticks, right? It's kind of like akin to going up to Superior, Wisconsin, right? You know, it's like it's way up there, way out there, kind of far away from metropolitan areas. And they have one of the world's biggest statues. In fact, from, I want to say, like 2000 to 2012, it was the world's biggest freestanding statue. Mm-hmm. And there were five times the size of the Statue of Liberty. And it's this giant Buddha. And one of my main kind of like memories of going to Japan for the first time is going out and seeing that Buddha like from miles in the distance.
Yeah.
And then you get close to it and you're like, oh my God, this is so big. And just, bringing everybody out there and getting an opportunity to kind of have that reaction through their eyes again was really fun.
What an amazing experience this had to been for everybody involved.
Absolutely.
Groupies. That's where I was going. Was the Lords of the Trident groupies.
We definitely had some groupies, that's for sure.
Ty from Lords of the Trident is joining us here. Madwood Power Fest is coming up soon.
Yes.
Well, you know, not soon, but you know, in our calendars where we work doing shows and stuff like that. It's happening tomorrow, Ty.
Exactly. Always on our minds. Yeah. Constantly.
What's cooking this year for Madwood Power?
Oh, we got a big year this year.
At the Sylvie.
Yep, this is our first year at the Sylvie. So we moved from a 500-capacity venue to a 2,500-capacity venue. And this year, I mean, I'll be honest, this year's kind of the make-or-break year for Madwood Power Fest. We started Madwood Power Fest out of spite because a bunch of other festivals kept dicking us around, basically.
Yeah.
And there's one major festival in the U.S. called Prague Power USA, who brings 1,000 people to their festival every year. So I want Madwood Power Fest this year to have at least 1,001 attendees.
1,001.
Yeah. I want one more, one greater. It goes to 11. but yeah, this year it's at the Sylvie. We've got an amazing lineup. Headliner for the main night, Saturday night, Unleash the Archers, Juno Award-winning Unleash Archers. For those of you who don't know what the Juno is, it's the Canadian Grammy. Mm. So they are basically Grammy Award winners headlining the second night. Sorry. The first night headliner is still a secret at this given moment because we're still working on contract negotiations. But I will say, if we get this headliner and Unleash Archers, we got 1,001 tickets in the bag. Doesn't matter who else is playing. Lords of the Who? Nobody cares. It's going to be incredible.
What's the date? What's the date of Madwood Power?
So Madwood Power Fest is always the third week of August, so I believe for 2023, that's like the 18th, 19th, or something like that. I'm not. It's just, you know, look on the website, manofthepowerfest.com.
Your turkey's early. I suspect 1,002 people are going to want to go.
I'm hoping.
And it's going to sell out.
I'm hoping. Yeah. I think we're going to cap tickets at 1,500. I think we're going to say 1,500 is the max because I want people to be able to have a little bit of room to spread out. And of course, we've got all the arcade games, all the pinball. I'm going to have to actually bring in this year since we have so much extra room. I'm trying to get five times the arcade and pinball games that we had happening for for this last year.
More games.
Mm-hmm.
In the more near future is Wisconsin Metal Fest.
Yeah. So we've been, you know, with Mad with Power Fest and stuff like that, we've been working with Frank Productions for a long time. They've been trying to get us on their yearly fest where they do, you know, folk fest, punk fest, metal fest. Wanted to get us on Metal Fest for many years, and we finally did it. Us, Casket Robbery, and good longtime friends Droids Attack coming up there. That's going to be at the High Noon on January 6th, and I'm really excited about that.
It's a good show. It really, I mean, metal is such a large genre, but you have Lords of the Trident, which, you know, you guys are, you know, metal, thrash almost, maybe, I don't know, but Droids Attack, kind of stoner doom.
Yep.
And then you have, tell me the other band.
Casket Robbery.
Thank you. Thraw!
Who's very, very death metal.
Yes, they are. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, tell me about the video. In fact, one of the videos that is upcoming for Lords of the Trident is a cover of a Japan band.
Yep. So one of the most fun things that we did on our Japan tour was every night we covered a song by this band, Anthem, which is one of my favorite Japanese metal bands of all time. And they have this 2-minute banger, exactly 2 minutes long, called Destroy the Boredom.
Oh, I love it.
And it's got a bunch of like rapid fire Japanese like singing. It's essentially like singing 1 week where you chickadee China, the Chinese chicken, you have a drum to
get that song.
I know, but it's like it's that speed of Japanese singing. And so you know, I'd get up there and just blast through this song and just people's mouths were agape. So We had so much fun playing this song. We decided, let's go ahead and record it. So we're in the process of recording it right now. And while I was in Japan, I had the idea of making a music video for this song. So I basically lip-synced along to the original song with my GoPro in front of probably like 12 or 13 different major landmarks in Japan.
Nice.
And then we just cut it together super like hyper fast. And that's going to be our music video along with some extra footage from hanging around, walking around in Japan from the shows.
Does the other band know yet? The Japan band?
So the funny thing was is that every time we played that song, afterwards, somebody would come up to us, you know, in Tokyo or Nagoya or Kobe.
You already played it. Okay.
And they'd be like, oh, I know the drummer from Anthem. Or, oh, the guitarist from Anthem is my brother's best friend. Or, oh, you know, oh, I'm going to tell them that you're covering their song. So I'm expecting Anthem to give us a call any day now and be their support for their next Japan tour, I'm hoping.
They want some royalties, too.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Ty, it's always a pleasure seeing you. You've been supportive of Max Inc. Radio since day one. The days in my basement.
Yeah, those were good days. But
they were.
Came, you know, when the radio station came with free cats.
Yes, I don't have any cats or dogs here.
Yeah.
Remember the dog that we used to bite you if you used to pet it?
Yeah.
Mots. Love Mots.
Very, very cute.
All right, so Wisconsin Metal Fest. Give the date and details for that real quick.
Wisconsin Metal Fest, January 6th, doors at 7, show at 8. It's us, Droids Attack, Casket Robbery. It's going to be an absolute blast. We are, by the way, we are going to be playing that Anthem song in Japanese at Wisconsin Metal Fest. So if you want to see what that's all about, if you want to hear us play that song live before it comes out on the video form, come to Wisconsin Metal Fest. It's going to be a real fun time.
Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. Jimmy K wa sugoi desu. Max Inc. Radio wa saigo sai. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too. Hey, let's do some Maximus stuff here. Lords of the Trident. This is from 2011. O come, Emmanuel. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
That mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come.
Thank you. night before Christmas, and out on the table sat three large cookies for Santa to eat, if he's willing and able. Now these were not your average cookies made with earthly butter and flour. These cookies, when ingested, give you a special, greener kind of magical power. Christmas would be very different this year, for when Santa leaves our house, he'll be in a state of euphoric cheer. The fires were alight on this brisk Christmas night as we stumbled upon old Chris in a giggly delight. We whipped out our wares and we roasted all night, and this is how we found out Santa knows how to party right.
Sleigh. Rudolph's nose got us through this haze. Ghosts of Christmas hash. Party got going with Santa's stash. Crystals as white as snow. Red hairs and net the cold night girl. Joy's past. Presents delivered to whom we don't know.
We made Christmas extra great. We got Santa super great. Christmas may come late this year. Billy got Susie's wind-up doll, while Mary got little Timmy's train. Fed the reindeer too much grass, then we all went to the halls and sang. Before the night was through, the sleigh was covered in peppermint puke. As the sun began to rise, we had to get Santa back to his jolly wife.
Synco Civic Media, I am Dragon there, and Santa's special treats. Hey, thanks to Ty from Lords of the Trident for coming in tonight. Really appreciate that. Stick around. Next hour, Bad Year is going to join us right after the top of the hour break here. And also, the Skin Tones will pop in because they have brand new music as well. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try and some over local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with The Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.